kindness of a stranger. May heaven send a 20p, as I am desperate for a wee. That extra coffee to my cost made me walk with both legs crossed. I checked my pockets, emptied purse. Must admit I had a curse. Shoot the locks, then pace the floors. Tried to limbo under doors. Scaled the walls, but had to stop. Felt quite dizzy at the top. Then someone I didn't know held door open, let me go. There, just by the skin of teeth, I entered, oh, what relief. Rescued from a dreadful danger by kindness from a total stranger. Middle of the night. Picture this, a gallant squire, with all the tin he could acquire, resplendent with metallic glimmer. In the sunlight he did shimmer. His elbow had worked fit to bust as he polished away at any rust. And though it was not his intent, some hip joints they received a dent. That's why this slightly bashed up fella wears a sash of green and yellow, jewel-coloured, shining bright, draped round the middle of the night. Flowers, showers and fools. They say that showers bring forth the flowers, but I do wonder if rain and thunder cause seeds below not to grow. Into the soil roots won't uncoil. Why risk a bud to be forced through mud? So they slumber content with stems unbent. Obey nature's rules, they are not fools. She has never been the same since. She has never been the same since she acquired that new fur coat. She tells me it's made of ermine, but I rather think it's stoat. Just watch her traipsing down the street in fancy high-heel shoes. She smells so much of her cologne, you can hardly sniff the booze. Her turban now has been swapped for a very fancy hat. States that it's a musquash, but I rather think it's rat. Her voice has even altered, gone up by half a crotchet. Talks of visiting the opera, though I don't think she'll watch it. Puts H's where there aren't none, drinks tea with outstretched finger. Just ignore the green marks, a gold ring on every finger. Yes, along with all her finery, she's put on airs and graces. Good job her nose is in the air, means she doesn't see our faces. But I wonder if, when in her house, she still dines on tripe and kippers, then lolls around on her settee in dressing gown and slippers.